Yiddish, it's an animal. So Mamele, it comes within the love mentioned in Vayitvol Yudalev Posik Mem Gimel. According to the Ramban, so we can discuss. According to the Ramban, we can discuss. According to Ramban, we can discuss. So Mamele, if we say that the Pshat in the Maran Yontev, I think this is the Pshat in Maran Yontev. The second Pshat is what he meant. Is what he meant. In other words, that there is no special halocha ligabe, a creature of the sea that does not have the shape of a fish. But this cloud that the Gemara says, kol sheyeshle, kaskeses, yeshle snapia, applies only to a creature that has the shape of a fish. It does not apply to a creature that does not have the shape of a fish. The mele, so according to the Rambam, there is no shaila that this is osamachila. It comes within the law of mentioned by for Yudalev for Sigmund Gimel. According to the Ramban, we can discuss that. So we can say like the Maran Yontev. According to the Ramban, we can say like the Maran Yontev that it is osea. That is osea. Even though it has a kaskeses, but it has no snapir, and the legs are not considered to be in lieu of snapir. Snapir. But the Gemara says, "Kol sheyesh likaskes yesh lisnapir." This is the kaskeses. But that cloud doesn't apply. Doesn't apply to a creature that does not have the shape of a fish. The Chodosh, an our simen. So he says he's matter that fish. Marines. He's matter at Sipele than the Chodosh. I mean, he should have pointed out that according to the Rambam, it's certainly awesome. All right, so it's a pellet. But the Chodosh says that this fish, marines, that the Maran Yontev discusses is mutabachil. Why is it mutabachil? Because after all, it has a kaskeses, and all she is the kaskeses is the snapia, and it doesn't like this svore of the Maran Yontev that the klal of kol sheyesh lekaskeses yesh lisnapir doesn't apply to a creature that does not have the shape of a fish. It applies to every creature of the sea. So it's good about it. But then he asks, Kabam Arefe, raise the point, Trochel Darkineyam. So he says that no difficulty with Trochel Darkineyam. Because after all, it has a sum. But Mumchi know how to take out that sum. So Mimele, the Torah was matterate after you take out the sum. There are many things that without a certain processing, so it is poison. But when you process it, so then it becomes a very beneficial substance. So this one, so in other words, the Maran Yontev asks it, and the Prichodosh is matterate. Then the crazy place, he says that it is osea. But then there is it. So why should it be osea? Because it doesn't have a snapping. And the legs are not considered as a snapier. But the Gemara says, Koshi Yishli Kaskeses Yishli Snapier. And this definitely has a Kaskeses. So the crazy place says, that doesn't mean that it's 100%. Most of the time, 90%. He doesn't say any percentage. Rube de Rube. So if it has a Kaskeses, it has a snapier. So in other words, if somebody finds an unidentified fish, and he doesn't see an apier, but he sees Kaskeses, he's allowed to eat it, because we go Basarot. But there is a mute of creatures of the sea that have kaskeses and do not have a snapia. So Mimele, if somebody doesn't know anything about this unidentified creature, fish, so he can take it for granted. He doesn't that it has a kaskeses, a snapia. He doesn't have the behesh. Masheiti Marines, we know that it's a special kind of a creature. So Mimele, that apply, we cannot apply that cloud. But, you see, it's a pele. Actually, I mean, no one points out that the whole discussion can only take place according to the Rambam. But according to the Rambam, the whole discussion has no basis, the whole discussion, because according to the Rambam, it's certainly osea. We can say, even if it had mamish snapia, it also doesn't have the tzura of the fish, it has the tzura of an animal. All right, anyway. All right, Simoni Dogi, the two, Simon Pigeon. Simoni Dogi Miforoshe Bateo, כל שיש לי סנאפיה וקסקסס, סנאפיה הוא ששוט בהם, וקסקסס אין הקליפ ויסקבויים בו. ואפילו אין לי אלה סנאפיה אחות, וקסקסס אחות מותר, והוא שתהיה הקסקסס קבוע תחס לחי או תחס נובי או תחס אמפירי. ויהי שאימרים מותר עד שיהיו לו גימו ואילו גימו אמקיימס. ועדיין יובי אורוזה מתירי אפילו באחות. Now, so he mentions in Machlokes Rashi. He says, first he says that even if it has just one kaskeses, just one kaskeses, one scale, so it's mutter. And then there is another shem that says that it's mutter only if it has first he says v'hu sheti. ואפילו אין סנאפר אחד, וקסקס אחד מותר. והוא שתהיה הקסקסס קבוע תחס לחי או תחס נו, והוא תחס אמפירה. או תחס אמפירה. So that is, in other words, that true, that one קסקסס is enough, but in specific places. תחס לחי, תחס נו, ותחס אמפירה. ויש אמרים, there is another שיטה that he has, that it is muter, that is only there if he has a kaskeses in each one of the places. Even if it has just one, but does that one have to be in one of the three positions, spots, tachas lechi, tachas novi, tachas ampire, or in any place of the fish? That he doesn't say. That he doesn't mention. So from the two, it's mashma. The two mentions only a machlekes rishenim as to whether he has to have three kaskeses, one tachas lechye, one tachas, a second one tachas nove, and the third one tachas ampire. Or it's enough if he has a kaskeses in one of these three places. But it has to be at least in one of these three places. Suppose he has a kaskeses, or many kaskeses in a different place, natachas asnapir, natachas azono, natachas alechyol. So then it's not good. But there is the shittes of rishenim that I think the Ran says that he does not have to be dafke in one of these three places or in all the three places. It can be in any place. Now, what is the mocha? Now, so. The din of snapping with kaskeses is discussed in the Mishnah, in Eilu Treifes. Dafnuntes, the Mishnah in Eilu Treifes, Dafnuntes. Uvidogim, kol sheyeshlei snapia, Dafnuntes, Amidala. Uvidogim, kol sheyeshlei snapia with kaskeses. Rebudei meia, shnei kaskasi, usnapirech. Veilei kaskasim akvuim vei. There's the scales. Visampir napereya ben that he swims with it. All right. So the Mishnah doesn't mention the specific spots in the fish where the kaskeses has to be located. Doesn't mention. But then there is a tisefte. At the end of Perigimu, in the tisefte of Chum. That the Sefte Chum comes after the Sefte Menoches. Here first, the Seftes of Zvochim Menoches, the Sefte Kabones, and then you have the Sefte Chum. So, the Sefte Perigimu of the Sefte Chum, at the end, that's Halochetes. The Sefte Chum Perigimu, Halochetes. So it says like this. Vikamos kaskasim yebei in alochetes. Vikamo kaskasim yebei afil achas tachas lechyei veachas tachas novei veachas tachas samper shalom. Here the Sefte mentions Reb Yudei imir shnei kaskasis. So when the Tur says vafilu אין לי אלא סנאפר אחד, וקסקסס אחד, מותר. והוא שתהיה הקסקסס קבוע תחס לחי או תחס נובי או תחס אמפירי. So the two just mentioned the lotion of the Tisef. And then v'yeshem rimshenim muter atchini olay gimel beilu agimam kenes. So that's another machlekes. When the sefte says tachas lechye, tachas novei, tachas ampirei, does it mean end or? So these are the 2 days. So there is a machlekes rishenim. Some rishenim say tachas novei and tachas lechye and tachas znovei and tachas ampirei, and some rishenim say or tachas lechye or tachas znovei or tachas ampirei. So that's the 2 days. Alright, but then there is another machlekes rishenim. The Ran Shite is, the Ramban Shite, I think the Ramban Shite, is that our Mishnah is not Chilik on the Tisefta. But the Ran says, in view of the fact that the Mishnah says, Kol Sheyesh Lei Kaskes Sechot, and doesn't mention any special places, so that means that the Tane of the Mishnah is Chilik on the Tane of the Tisefta, the Tane of the Tisefta is Chilik on the Tane of the Mishnah. So Mele, we have to Pasken. We have to Pasken like the Tane of the Mishnah, not like the Tane of the Sefte. But the Torah doesn't even mention the Ran Shita, you see. Alright, now you can see in the Besiyosin. Vafil look in the here on the Besiyosin. Vafil in the snapper echel kaskes echot muta. Vushet yi akaskes es kovu otachas lechti. Shom be Mishnah. Uvidogim kol sheish li snapper kaskes es rabiude me shnei kaskasim. U snapper echot. Because of a Ran Svil rabiude di shnei kaskasim bilinon. Di shnei kaskasim bilinon. Lifi shemilas kaskes es ukfulo. So that's the reason as to why Rav Yehuda requires 2 kaskasim. Because kaskeses is a double word. So that means 2. V'tanekame sova ha-shei ma-shmo el kaskeses achas. V'kaim lan kitanekame. U'mi yikele meidak. V'litanya v'lisefte achas tachas lechi, achas tachas novi, achas tachas alpirei. Al metanekame kol gimus kaskasim binon. U'vimokim yedua kei nire midbrei rach. V'ramban kosav de'ei kotone. V'tanekame so derach shite is that it means end. And the Ramban Shite is it means or when the Sefte says Tachas Lechi Tachas Nove Tachas Ampira it means or not end or yeah the Ramban Kosav Dei Kotone Dukanekame Baachasali Umiu Binon the Zloshon of Ramban Shetehei Bi Echot Miam Keili Samuskorim Biti Sefte. So the Ramban Shite while he is Chelik and the Rach Shite is Drachshite is that it means end, and we need according to Tanekame 1 kaskeses beneath the lechi, and 1 kaskeses tachas azonot, and 1 kaskeses tachas asnapir asampir. So the Ramban says no, it means or. But the Ramban is also made that only these places, but it can be in any one of these 3 places. But not if the kaskeses appears in another place. That not. There's the Ramban Shit. But then the Ram says, V'chol zeine machva, di mas nisen stomach otone, di mashma di b'chode sage, u'v'chol mokim shehim, u'v'safro, that's the Tereskenim, nam es stomach amrino, v'chei nira midibu arif, shehev v'mishnaseinu kitzoroso, u'tiseftu l'chashinon, di mashma di pliga agmore delon. So you see, there is first you have a machlekes between the Rach and the Ramban as to whether the Pshat and the Tisefte is end or. So the Rach says it means end, and the Ramban says it means or. But both agree that there is no machlekes between our Mishnah and the Tana and the Tisefte. The Ram says that there is a machlekes. So we pass for like a Tana of the Mishnah. And the Tereskeyanim, we don't mention anything about the specific places. So Mimele doesn't matter. There are some Rishenim, I don't remember at this moment who are these Rishenim, but I think that the Miri mentions that Shite, who say that we don't, the Kaskasim do not have to be in any special place. They do not have to be in any special place. And the pshat there is or. But why does he say tachazamvei, tachasampirei, or tachaslechi, or tachazamvei, tachasampirei? So, some Rishonim will say, not that there is a machleket between the Mishnah and the Sefte, and we pass like the Mishnah, as the Ramban says, but, as the Ram says. But, this is something else, that the Tosefta mentions these three places to tell us that even if it is found in these three places, so it is still alright. Why? Because one could say, if the kaskeses is found in any other place, so then it's alright. So then it's a raya. Then it's a raya that the kaskeses is of this fish, even if it's a little detached, even if it's completely detached. Suppose you find an unidentified fish, and you find kaskeses on the fish, but it's detached, but it's still sticking to the fish. Sometimes you find it's detached, but it's sticking. You're allowed to eat it, and you don't have to be afraid. Maybe that kaskeses was not part of that fish, but that fish was placed, you know, as the fishermen, as they catch the fish, so they might catch many fishes, a doctor that has kaskasim, and a doctor that does not have kaskasim, and sometimes they catch dogim teirim and dogim tmeim. Dogim tmeim in the same trap, and they lie together, they rub against each other, so sometimes a kaskeses from the doctor might have rubbed off from the doctor, and it was rubbed on the doctor, the heretofore octome. And that's why we find these kaskeses. So maybe we should say that only if we say, so one could argue, when can we rely on the kaskeses if we see that the kaskeses is mamish attached in the skin of the fish? But if we see it's detached, except that it sticks to it, maybe it was not innately part of the fish, but it was cut together with the doctor here, and it rubbed against the doctor here. So this kaskese that is sticking to this dog, this unidentified fish, was rubbed off from the doctor here, and it was transferred to this fish, and maybe this fish is a doctor me. We don't have to worry about it, because it's unlikely that this should happen. Even if the fish were caught together and they were in contact with each other, it's unlikely that this should happen. But one could say that if the kaskeses is found in these three positions, it is more likely. So come mashmalot, that even if the kaskeses that is not attached to the skin of the fish, just sticking to it, so is found in these three positions where there is a greater possibility that it was rubbed off from another fish and transferred to this position in this fish. So we're not chayshish because it's a remote possibility. So we have to tell us, and the Tanin has to tell us, that even if it was found in these positions, it's alright. Alachaskamu vechamu in other positions where there it's completely unlikely that it was rubbed off from another fish and transferred to this fish. So certainly alright. So certainly alright. Anyway, the two doesn't pass like the Ran and the other Rishonim who say that kaskeses is enough when it's found in any position, in any spot of the fish. Alright. Vadini over Ozal Materia Filbert. Vafilain Leato. Viosid Ligadlum Lachasman. So even if he does not have the kaskeses now, but Osid Ligadlum Lachasman. So it's also right. Or the reverse. Oi Shoyle Baby Bimayim. Is muta. Now this is tuna fish. So many of the tuna fish, so when they are cut from the sea, so they don't have any kaskeses. But inside the sea, they always have kaskeses. So there is no shaila. The tuna fish, I mean, if it's really the tuna fish, so then it's a doctoria. Because according to the Oruch, so the tuna fish is mentioned in the Gemara Mizoreh Daf Lametes Daf Mem. So I mean, there is no shaila. So that's the raya, because the tuna fish, so most of the time when it's eilim in hayam, it does not have the kaskesi. It does not have the kaskesi, but it has in the yam. It has the kaskesi. So meila itzmut. Yes.
What about
All right, I'll discuss the swordfish too. I'll discuss the swordfish. The swordfish is the same thing. The same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. So, and the swordfish, I remember years ago, in the early 1930s, when many rabbonim announced a list of Dogim Teirim, and the swordfish was included. But years later, so some rabbonim came out and said that the swordfish is a doctor. I don't know why, but anyway, I don't eat the doctor, I swordfish. But why it should be considered as a doctor, I don't know. I don't know. The swordfish, you see, the difference between the tuna fish and the swordfish is that the tuna fish keeps the scales all the time until you catch it. But the swordfish, so the scales are removed some time before they are caught. But what difference does it make? As long as they're in infancy, they have the scales. Anyway, I mean, it's not eaten. There are many rabbonim who ask the swordfish. All right, so he says, "Vafilein leyato v'yosid v'gadlo machazman." Oy shohoy olay beidi b'mayim v'yisiro miyad b'aleisi liyabosho muta. So this is why some rabbonim asked it. Some rabbonim asked it. The later Rav Pardes, zechen levroche, he was in Chicago, so he mentioned it as among the fishes that are dog and tail. But many years later, so a number of rabbonim asked it, and they were midayik from the lotion that they said. We said, so in other words, only like the tuna fish, that it's removed just as it is in the yabosho. Mashink in the swordfish, so the scales are removed in their infancy. So then it's different. I don't know why it should be different, but anyway, this is what the Sam Rabbonim said. Yesh mine dogim shekaskeseyem dakim yeit, veinum nikoris. Vim kochu bibeget oinosno ise bichlim olimayim. Vim nimtzu boi kaskashim. So is muta. Biyodua sheyesh lei kaskashim. Kol sheyesh lei kaskashim. Kaskeses. Yesh lei snapi. Viyei sheyesh lei snapi. Viyei lei kaskeses. That's the Gemara. Lifichoch. Motzo chtichat dog. Sheyesh lei kaskeses. Has scales in tzorich la'arzerach asnapi. So again, according to the Prichodosh, it's a conclusive test. According to the crazy place, it's rov. It's rov. So we rely on it because we go over rov. We don't pass like Reb Meir that is racially muted. But in the Ramda could be exceptions. In tzorich la'arzerach asnapi. Motzli snapi. So liyichlenu acheyed acheyesh lei kaskeses. Motzo chtiches dogi. V'yeish be'echot mehem kaskeses, im achtiches masimeis kulo mitoris, chazoko midogechot bo, v'imeino masimeis, eshe nimtso bo kaskasim uteres, v'yasho asures, afilo kulo miluchim b'yachat. So in other words, so he says, that suppose you found chtiches dogim, and filet, fish filet, and it doesn't have any kaskeses, but on one piece you find a kaskeses. So then if the piece that has the kaskeses fits the other piece that does not have the kaskeses, so then we presume that it's of the same fish, because if it hadn't been of the same fish, they wouldn't fit. All right. אם אחתיכס מסימץ כולו מוטורס, חזוק או מדגחת בו, ואם אין מסימץ, אשר נמצא בו קסקסים מוטורס, וישור אסורס, אפילו כולו מלוכים ביחד. Even though they are salted together, so you could argue, so that's a rye, it came from the same fish. No, it's no rye, because a person might decide to mix filet of a duck tome with a filet of a duck toe and salt them together. He likes it that way. All right. Oy dis simen acher bi doktor. Vi hu sha tome reish hat. Ve in li shetre. והתויר אין ראש אחד ויש לי שטרה ויש מהגדילים שכוסרו שיש לי סמיך על שני סימונים אלו להתיר כל דור והדין יובי רוזל כוסב שאין לי סמיך עליהם ומכל מוקים כוסב נוחי שמי וחובייס מולי מכתיך הסדוק עם מלוכים כל דוק שמכיר עם ראשי ונשיטרוסי מותר וישור עשור וישור עשור נאו Now, I just want to mention that I said before that the Tune is mentioned in the Gemara of the Zohar. The Gemara is the Flametes Amed Aleph. The Gemara says, Tone Rabbonon, Ein li achshov vosi lidad lach hazman, gina sultanes veropis, hari ze muta. Yeish li achshov, viyosit lach hasya visho sheilem na yam, gina kunes viapunes, kitaspeyes, viachstapies, viutunes. Viutunes, that's Tune. Yimuta. So it's Macy of the Kaskeses Bisho Sheil Nayam. Alright, now then this the Mishneh da Flametes on the Beis say mentions a list of things that you when you buy it from an akum you're allowed to eat it. Utrishena trufo, vitzir sheyesh bodogo. Trishena trufo, there's a certain kind of a fish that is not completely mixed up and beaten up. So then, in other words, when you see chtiches, not meshed up, let's say, in other words, a chtiches dog, a certain dog, that you can see, you can recognize the chtiches of the fish. So even if you bought it from an akum, you're allowed to eat it. Tri sheinu trufo, not meshed up. So, Tone Rabbonon. So Gemara says, izeu tri sheinu trufo, kol shereish v'shedre nika. If you can recognize a reish and a shedre in it. So then Gemara says, Itma, Ravune Omar Rachet Hei Reish Rei Shedre Nika, Rav Nachman Omar Oi Roish Oi Shedre. So here the two mentions in Machlekes Reshem. Now he says like this. So he says, Oidi Simen Acher Bidok Toya, Vihu Shatomei Reish Echad Ve'in Li Shedre, Vatoyer Ein Reish Echad Ve'yesh Li Shedre. ויש מהגדילים שכוסו שיש לסמך על שני סימונים אלו להתיר כל דוק. וזה גמורה, so it's גמורה מפורשת. The Gemara says that tio שאינו תרופה, that tree שאינו תרופה, not meshed up. In other words, if you have a big piece and you can recognize the reish and you can recognize the shedre, it's a sufficiently sufficiently big to detect a shedre in that piece, or a reish that the reish is hard. I mean the reish is rochiv, not hard, because the tome is hard, but toyer is rochiv, not hard. So then you are allowed to eat it. You can buy it from an akum. So it's gemara mefreshes. So that's the first sheet. V'yesh me'agdelim shekosvu sheyesh lismeich al shnei simonim meilu la'atek al dok. That's the sheet. That's the Ramban says it in the name of Rashi, that we can be saying v'yadeni obi orazal kosav sheyin lismeich aleyem sheyin lismeich aleyem u'mikol mokeim kosav. No, but what does it do with that gemara? But it's a mishnah mefreshes. It's a mishnah mefreshes. Three sheino trufo. So three is a certain kind of a fish, and if this fillet of the trees has chtiches and you can detect the reish that is rochiv, not chad, and also in shedre you can detect in that fillet of the trees that is not meshed up, so you can detect shedre, so it's muter. So it's muter. So how can the Rosh say that we cannot rely on these simonim? So he says, "Umikol mokim kosav shein lismachalei. Umikol mokim kosav nochi shemeivi chov yesmole. Michtichei stogi meluchim kol dok shemakirin reishi v'shedrosei muter v'yashor asurim." That if a nochi brought a chov yesmole, michtichei stogi meluchim, so any piece that we can recognize, a reish and the shedre, in other words, that has a reish that is rochiv, not chad, and we recognize any piece in which we recognize a shedre, so it's muter v'ashor asurim. But only if the nochri brought a chovies molei michtiche is dogi miluchim. So in other words, mashein kein, if the nochri brought a whole fish, but the skin is taken off. I mean, the scales are removed, but he sees a reish that is rochiv, but the scales were removed. The scales were removed. But the fish is a complete, I mean, it's a whole fish. It's not pieces of fish, but it's the whole fish, but the scales were removed. So according to the Ramban, in the name of Rashi, the first city, Agdilim Shekosvu, Sheish Lismechaleim, you can rely on it, even if the Akum brought a whole fish with the scales removed. As long as you can recognize a reish that is rochiv, not chat, and that a shedre, so you're out here, even though you don't see any scales. Hashemkin, according to the Rosh, you cannot rely. But if it is a chovies that is, if the chovies does not contain whole fish, but just pieces and the ameluchim, so then you can rely on that, test. Now, so what's the pshat? What's the difference? Now, one thing is sure, that even those, let's say, the Ramban says in the name of Rashi, that according to Rashi, you can rely on this test, that you see a reish chochiv, not chad, and the shedre. But this is not an essential simon. This is a statistical simon. The essential simonim of the doctor here are spelled out by the Torah. Kaskeses and snapping. This, even according to the Rishayim in the daily, who say that you can be saying it under all circumstances, so it's only effective as a statistical simon, not as an essential simon. The shedra is not an essential simon. Oh, but the Rosh holds that this is not a conclusive proof as a statistical semen. It's a good proof. It's a fair semen. But it's not a conclusive proof. It's not a conclusive proof. Why isn't it a conclusive proof? Because they hold that while most dogim tmei do not have a shedre, but there are a few dogim tmeim that have a shedre. So mimele, so since we rely on Rov, I mean, this is how the Rosh Hashulchan explains the Roshi. since we rely on Rav. So Meila, as long as there is no, as there is no Reyeseh, we can rely on Rav. We don't have Mechishish. Usually, a Dok Tomei does not have a Shetre. And the Dok Tomei, the head of a Dok Tomei is pointed, is chad, is not Rochel. So it's very, very infrequent. It happens very infrequently that you should find a Dok Tomei that should have a Shetre. It's unusual, but it can happen. So, mainly, as long as there is no Reyeseh, so we don't have to Reyeseh for that mute of Dok Tomei that has a Shetre and that has a head that is Rochel, not Chav. That's not usual. So, mainly, if there is no Reyeseh, we rely on it. Masha'in came, if the Akum brought a whole fish, but the scales are removed, that itself is a Reyeseh. How is it that the scales are removed? It's a whole fish. It's not pieces. Bishlame if it brings pieces, salted. So there is no Reyeseh not having any scales because he already processed it. So he cut it up, so he removed the scales. There is no Reyeseh. But if it's a whole fish and still the scales are removed, and this is not the kind of a fish like tuna, where the scales naturally fall off, be just by the time when they are caught from the sea. So it's a So the fact that the scales do not appear on that trees, on that fish, is a Reyeseh. So maybe we have to be Reyeseh. Maybe this is a Dok Tomei. And why does it have a Shetre? Because there are a few Dok Tomei. It's very unusual. So it just happened that he got this unusual thing. Masha'in came, if the Nochri, so then there is no Reyeseh. So true, it's only a statistical semen, and it's not a conclusive semen, but it's a fair semen, it's a reliable semen, on the basis of Rav. So mainly wherever there is no Reyeseh, so we can rely on it. Masha'in in the first shitting is that even though it's a statistical semen, it's still a conclusive semen. It's not just the dogim tmeim don't have, there are no dogim tmeim according to the first shita that have a shetre. On the contrary, they say that they say there are certain dogim tmeim that do not have a shetre, but there are no dogim tmeim that do have a shetre. So, if we see that the fish, that the piece of the fish has a shetre, has a piece of shetre, so then it's a conclusive proof. As a statistical semen, it's a conclusive proof. So, all right. Now, tzir dogim tmei. Einon elo min rabo. Lifichoch mutal likneis mi anochrim. So the tzir of dogim tmei is only osam rabo. So, lifichoch mutal likneis mi anochrim dogim eluchim teirim. Aval pi shim anochrim mat meim bikli yachot. Shemo loim nimlichu yachat. So that was, had it been the reise, so it couldn't be teirin ok. So since there is a possibility that they won nimlach yachat, and moli acharei kriseyach, so mitzoseh. So, but since the tzir is only osam de rabbonon, and there is a possibility that they loinim loch yachat, we are telling them, nochi shehevi chovies neyom mitzir shel dogim. Now that is also based upon the same gemara. Now, toner rabbonon, daflametes omet beis. Now it is zohar. Toner rabbonon, the last two lines of omet beis. Izeu trishe netrufo kol shereish v'shetra nika. ואיזה ציר שיש בדוגו כל שקילביס אחס או שתי קילביס שיטטס בי היי השתי קילביס אחס אמרי צ'ורי שתי קילביס מבויה לא יקשי קם בפסוחיס קם בסתומיס. So there is a מחלקס between Rashi and the Rambam in this פשט נגמרי. What is tzir sheyesh bidogo? If you find a chovies with tzir, with brine, and inside the brine there is a certain fish, a small fish, floating in the brine, so then it's muta. So according to Rashi, the dogo kilves is a doctome. Now if it's a doctome, so why should it be muter? So Rashi has a very strange pshat, that that the brine serves as a culture for this kind of edoctomy to reproduce. So Mimele, if we find, the tzir of Dogim Teirim serves as a culture for the reproduction of a certain doctome that is called Kilvis. So Mimele, and only the tzir of Dogim Teirim serves as a culture. But the tzir of Dogim Teirim does not serve as a culture. So Mimele, the Mishnah mentioned tzir sheyesh bedogor, that you can buy it from an akum and use the tzir, the brine. So izeu tzir sheyesh bedogor kol shel kilvis achas or shtei kilvis sheitet es bei. Sheitet es bei. So Mimele, it is muta, because even though the kilvis itself is raktomi, you're not allowed to eat that kilvis, but you're allowed to use that the tzir, because only the tzir of Dogim Teirim can serve as a culture for the reproduction of this doctomy. Now, since it was able to reproduce, so in other words, this tzir was able to serve as a culture. So obviously, it's a tzir of Dogim Teirim. It's a very strange pshat. So he says, Kilves, Rashi says, Gdelo Meileo be tzir Dogim Teirim. The last line there on the Mishnah. Vim Yesham tzir Dogim Tmeim. But suppose the tzir had been of Dogim Tmeim, it couldn't serve as a culture for the reproduction of the Kilves. Ein Kilves Deilabe. So if we see the Dogim Tmei Tziraye, that the tzir is a tzir of Dogim Tmeim. The Rambam's pshat is, no, that Kilves is a doctoya. And if the Kilves was used to be placed in the tzir of Dogim Teirim as a simen, people, in those days, of course today it's not Shayach, but in those days it was the practice that when the Sochrim, you know, filled up a chobies with tzir of Dogim Teirim, so as a simen, they put a kilves, a certain doctor, as a simen. So maybe if he finds that kilves, so it's a raya that it's a tzir of Dogim Teirim. Now let's see. Alright. Nochri shehevi chobies mleyo mitzir shel dogim. Im kilchis aches shetetes bey. Muta. Sheze simen that the tzir, the brine, is from Dogim Teirim. That's Rashi's pshat. Shein derech kilchis beitzir dogim tmei vim lav aso v'hanem mile. Oh, but the Gemara says hashte kilchis achas amre tshore shtei kilchis miboy. So the Gemara says loy kashe kam bipsuches kam bistumes v'hanem mile disage bikilchis achas according to Rashi. So if kilchis with the doctome is found floating in the tzir, so it's a raya that the tzir is of Dogim Teirim, because had it been of Dogim Tmeim, it could not have served as a culture for the reproduction of this doctomei. V'hanem mile disage b'kilchis achas b'chov yestumo. Avol im hoyo psucho ein niteres poches mishtai. Avol b'achas chay shinon shemo mi'al me'ose. He just came in. This is, so in other words, so if it's a chobies tumo, it was a sealed chobies, he opened it up, he found a one kilchis. So it is mut. Because since it is a sealed, so it was under control. So it didn't come in just like that. It didn't come in by itself. Mashayim came, if it's an open barrel, so then that barrel might have been standing near a river or near a lake, and then this kilchi just came in, so it's no raya that the brine is a brine of Dogim Teirim. Maybe it's a brine of Dogim Teirim, but how did the kilchis come into it? It just came in, not that it's the brine served as a culture for the reproduction of the kilchis. Alright, so v'hanim mile disage, that's the Gemara. לא יקשי, כאן בפסוחו, כאן בסתומו. ואני מילה ניסגי בכל תסך אז בחוב יסתומו. אבל לא יהיה פסוחו עם ניטרס פוחס משתאי. So, so not doing. Avo b'achas, chashinu shem malmo say. But if it's two, that's highly unlikely. The two should come in. Oh, at one, we can be cheshish. We are not cheshish for two. So if we see two, so then it's a raya that there was a culture, there is a culture that is conducive to the reproduction of a certain doctrine. That's Rashi's pshat. V'arambam kosav derech acheres. Kol chov yeshe doktoya, the kilchis is a doktoya. And it's based upon the practice of people in Zman Chazal. Kol chov yeshe doktoya misheitit bei shom yechei. Suches can be stumeis, that it means that if it's big suches, so in order to be muter, we must have two kilchis. But if it's stumeis, so it's muter even if it's one kilchis. But according to the Rambam, so the pshat is different. So he says, if it's suches, shekolatzili domitele, hoyu achub yes, rabbi, vi kulam suches, vi doktor yamisheite, bachas men, kulam itores, hoyu stumeis, פוסח אחס מהם הוא מוצא בן דוקטויר, היא תויר. שני הוא מוצא בו דוקטויר. So, is כולו מתויר. So, according to the Rambam, if it is פסוחי, so then it's considered, let's say, even if you have 100 chovies, but all the barrels, all the 100 barrels with wine are open, unsealed. So, and if there is a kilches, a certain doctor, in one barrel that has this wine, so it's a raya, that it's a raya and all the barrels, because after all, since the one who prepared it so didn't seal them, so in other words, so that means that he wanted this kilches to be a semen for all the barrels. For raya, he didn't seal even one. Mashenkin, so all the barrels are considered like one barrel. Mashenkin, who used to make if all the barrels are sealed, then he opens up a barrel and he finds this doktoya, the kilches. So it's a good simen for this barrel. But that does not mean that it was put in as a simen for all the other barrels. If all the barrels are open, so then a single kilches in one open barrel is a simen for all the other barrels. But if the barrels are sealed, so and you open up one barrel, you find the kilches which was put in as a simen for the brine that is the brine of doktoyer, so it serves as a simen for that barrel, it doesn't serve as a simen for the other barrels. So ho yustum is posach achas me umotzo bo doktoyer, hi teiro, shnio umotzo bo doktoyer, so kulam itoris. In other words, if he found that simen in two sealed barrels, so then it's a raya that the one who prepared it, so use these two as a simen for all the sealed barrels. Kosovaraj. According to Rambam, because most Rashi agree with the Rambam, because Rashi's pshat is very strange. So in other words, so Hodish Avinal Daktoyeya, because Daktoyeya Mishated Bay, Hanemile Kishain Bechtiha Sacheres, Shain Ben Kaskasim. אבל אם היו בו חתיכה יסודוגים שיש בהם קסקסים וחתיכה סחירה שאין בי קסקסים הכל עושה, אפילו צירון זה יראה משם גופה. So he says that when we are matter the tzir, so we are matter only if the tzir has just, if the barrel has just tzir. Why? It doesn't have any pieces of fish. It doesn't have any pieces of fish. But if it has pieces of fish, now if it has pieces of fish and each piece of fish has kaskeses, so then of course the prime is muter and the chtiches are certainly muter because they have each piece of fish has kaskeses. But if it has pieces of fish and the pieces of fish have no kaskeses, so then we cannot eat the chtiches of the fish. So because of that we cannot even use the tzir either, because of exere, because by allowing him to eat the tzir, to drink the tzir, so he'll be led into eating the chtiches too. So in Mele we don't let him even eat the chtiches either. Now the question is this: why should we not allow him? Monavshech, we allow if there are no chtiches in the barrel, just wine. So on the basis of the fact that a certain doctor is floating in it, and according to the practice of the people in Bisman Chazal, of course, according to Rambam Pshat, so today it has no relevance, because today there is no such practice of putting in a certain taktoy or kilchis as a siman that the brine is the brine of Dognitir. But Bisman Chazal, it was customary to do that. So we were allowed to use the brine. Why shouldn't we be allowed to use that as a siman for the chtiches of the fish too, even though it doesn't have kaskasim? The answer is, this siman is not such a conclusive proof. But vis-a-vis tzir, which even tzir of Dovim Tmei is only osam de Rabbonon, so mele, this kind of a siman of the kilchis, so that was based upon the meaning of people, so it's good enough. But so there it's a question not of an Isad Rabbonon, it's a question of Isad Raise. So this practice is, so this simen is not a conclusive proof. This simen is not a conclusive proof. Even though the halacha is that a minig of people is can serve as evidence even in the momentous. For example, at the beginning of the second period, King Suves, so Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri said that if a question arises whether Psulon nises or Almonen nises, and then someone comes and tells us that he remembers that the Ed HaChupe, so Klolis ve'Gezim were distributed to children. So this is the core, this is the origin of that minhag. I mean, which is not obligatory in any way, in American minhag, American practice, that at the nufruf you throw certain things, can be at the chosid. So what's the origin? So we see that with Bisman Chazal there was a universal practice that when Ipsulon got married, so the mechutonim used to distribute nuts to children. So that means that only when Ipsulon gets married, so the ufruf of that chosin, you have to throw candy. But let's say if an almoni gets married, so then you don't, at the roof of the chosin of that almoni, you don't have to throw candy. Anyway, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says that if we establish that nuts were distributed to children, so then it can be even be made see Mosai. Let's say suppose he says almoninesis, and then Adim come and say, he doesn't know whether Sulon says or Almonen says, but he knows one thing, that at the chupe, so nuts were distributed to all the children. So then Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says, the Besdin collects Mosai. So after all, by Momen, so Momen is Chomo, you cannot, even on the basis of Rov, you cannot be made see Momen. And here on the basis of that Minek, so you can be made see Momen. So we see that Minek is a source of evidence. But that's only if it's a universe. Now, so the question arises, according to the Rambam, so the practice of people was that when they packed, let's say, wine of Dogim Teirim, They used to put a certain doctorial into the brine to float in it as a semen, that the brine was of dogmatarian. So the melee even vis-a-vis the Achtirnes we should rely on it, because Minik is a good source of evidence. Even with Gabi Momen, the answer is it all depends what kind of practice, what kind of Minik. That Minik, according to Rabbi Yechem, that Rabbi Yechem really mentions, was universal practice. Was universal practice. You see that we have remnants of it. Even America, we have remnants. I mean, a different way. Not in the dignified way that it was done, Bizman Chazal, in an undignified way. I mean, to throw in a shoe. But we see that there is a remnant of that. Of that minute. So that is reliable even in vis-a-vis the Reise. Mashiach in this is not universal. First of all, not every person, not every Jew deals with wine. So only a limited number of people, I mean, are involved in that kind of business. So Mimele, not everyone did it. So Mimele, vis-a-vis the Chtiches of the Dag, which involves an Issa the Reise, we don't rely on that practice. And that's in it. But vis-a-vis tzir, we rely. So maybe the Rashba says, if the achtiches in the tzir, and some of the achtiches have no kaskasim, so then it's also even to you, we shouldn't even rely vis-a-vis the tzir. And because if we rely vis-a-vis the tzir, so it's a zere that you will rely on this simen vis-a-vis the achtiches. Alright. Krevi dogi. In the kochin elom yamumch. Aber mi sheine mumumche in leit khire samenen the crazy dogim, that is the internals, and together that comes together with the shalchufis. So in leit khine samenen ba medvor mamumim, if it's not a mumche ba medvor mamumim ki shene mumche, if it's messed up, avo mi shleimim vi nikra bem simentare nikhi mikolot. Nikri mikolot. Umau si b'nei p'nipseneyen, shebereishom, ho'echod kad v'yogo v'reishom, ha'sheini, so mau si b'shebereishom ho'echod is kad v'yogo, v'reishom ha'sheini, chad v'yogo k'mo yabeit. V'kosa, so one edge of the shalchufis, I'm sure that everyone saw the shalchufis of the fish, you know, that is just, that is empty, just as air. So one edge of the shalchufis is kadriogul, and the other edge of the shalchufis is chadriogul. Not kadriogul, but chadriogul, just as an egg. So you have a pointed edge, relatively pointed, and you have a relatively round edge. So the shalchufis too. So the shalchufis of the dogim teirim. So one edge is kadriogul and the other edge is chadriogul. So if we see, so in other words, if we see these two simonim, so then we can buy it from anybody. Doesn't make any difference. Kmei abeit. V'chkosaf rabnetam shehu simen muvek lihatir olof kol dag. Uvirushal memashma shein isumen muvek. V'cheinu maskones adeni yovi oroza. V'hod eni krimi mishenim umchek mishenim uchu. Hayne davke bistam. But suppose it's meshed up and there are no simoni. So then you cannot only buy from a mumch. But from someone who is not a mumche, not. So v'hod eni krimi mishenim umchek. Hayne davke bistam. אבל אם אינם משל דוד פלני הוא ואונו מכירים שהוא טועיר אוי שאימר אני מלאכתי אוי שאומר אלו הדוגים שקריבים אלו בואי מהם ניקחי מכל עוד אבל אם אומר של דוד פלני וטועיר הוא לא מהם. In other words, so when we say that if the fisherman is not a mumche, the man who sells it is not a mumche, so then, you, and it's meshed up, you cannot detect any simon. So then, you can buy it. Why? Because we have to be cheshish. Maybe it's this is the krevei dogim of tmeim. So hayne davke bistam. But suppose the one who sells it to you says, he shows a fish, let's say, somebody comes to your store and he has in a bag, he has meshed tremidon, and then in another bag he has a pike. And he says, you see this spike? This crazy doggy was taken out from this spike. So then, you are allowed to buy it. Avoli meima mishal dog plainim. He points out, this crazy doggy that is meshed up, you don't know where it came from. It came from this fish. From this fish. So he says, von makirim beishu toya. And this fish is a pike. Let's say it's a dog toya. So, oishay mirani melacht. Or if the one who sells it says, I was Mileyachet, Oishomar, Ilu Hadogim, Shekrevim, Ilu Boimihem. These are the fish that from which these Kreva Dogim came. So Nikri Mikolodom, Avolimomar, Sheldog Plainil, Vitoya, Uloimem. But suppose he doesn't show from which fish it came, but he just tells him, it came from a pike. These are crazy dogim of a pike, of a tuna, of a salmon, or what? He mentions a certain species of a fish, that is toya. But he doesn't point out the specific fish. He just mentions the species of the fish, which is a toya. But he doesn't mention the specific fish from which it came. So then if he mentions the specific fish, so then there is a presumption that he wouldn't lie. He wouldn't lie because he'll be afraid, he'll be contradicted. But if he doesn't mention a specific fish, he just mentions his species. So he's not afraid of being contradicted. Because after all, that fish is merhaki. It's hundreds of miles away, that fish. And he brought it from a great distance. How can he be contradicted? So memele is not nemo. The Arashbo Kosav, the Afilu Hen Shleim, the Simen Taire, Nika Bohen, a Nikrim Mishen Mumche, Elo in Keneime, shall dog plainly be toyer, or Yelu dog in Velu Krevei. So, in other words, the Shite of the Rashbo is that these simonim are not conclusive simonim. So even if he sees these simonim, he cannot buy it from someone who is not a Mumche. In other words, that he can rely on it. He can rely on it. Because of the Rashi, every doggy, ve'im ha-beitzim ha-mkubotzim, ha-nimtzoyim bi-doggim, mutorim likach mikolodom, she-vadai mi-doktoyere, she-kol dog, ubrei doggim, ve'im ha-beitzim ha-mkubotzim, ha-nimtzoyim bi-doggim, mutorim likach mikolodom, she-vadai mi-doktoyere, she-kol dog tome mashritz, ve-nimatu beitzim. So this is what the Rashi says. That in other words, that if somebody, anyone, any passerby who comes to your house or who meets you on the street and he wants to sell you ubrei dogim, you are allowed to buy it. And you don't have to be cheshesh, maybe it's the eggs of dogim tmeim. You don't have to be cheshesh. Why? Because dogim tmeim don't even have eggs. So he says, Shevadai midaktoyare, shekol daktome mashritz, he doesn't lay any eggs. A daktome doesn't even lay any eggs. Veni matel beitzi, veni yedeya, loma kosav kei. So the Torah is masik on the Rashba. Veni yedeya, loma kosav kei. Afal pidi poich talmude al nilse de rav, dehi meya, krevi dogim vibreyen mikrin al namumche, no hoditanye daktome mashritz, toye matel beitzi, but tome is not even matel beitzi. It's mashritz. Alme shein uprim li doktome umshane sane uprim midivre sane uprim midem rav kehin koch im kolodom hoyi ke shinu yachine di mishane rab zeire ze mashre fin ze mashre mechutz vichim di ketrei shinu ye naktinu lechumre. So this really is a machlekes in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Now the Gemara in Avodah Zarah daf mem. So the Gemara daf mem omed alef. The 12th line from the end of the Omer. That's the Omer. Omer Rav Brune Omer Rav. Kir vi dogim vi upron. Kir vi dogim vi upron min nikochi nelo min amumche. Romer li ule li rab destoy. Di min bire. Mi di koma rav. Kir vi dogim vi upron. That the internals of fish and the eggs of fish so can only be bought from a mumche.
So Uwe inquired from Rabbi Stoyev Mimbire, Likoma Rav Kirvidogim Uwe Nikochnam Mumche, Michlau di Doktome Isle Ubea, that the Doktome also lays eggs. Virimino, Doktome Mashritz. He doesn't lay any eggs. Doktoya Matu Beitzin, Some Mikanu. In other words, that Rav should not say, Kirvidogim Uwe Nikochim, but he should just read Kirvi Dogim in Kochem Mumche. But Ubron should be stricken out. Why? Who said that? Rabbi Stoyed Mimbire. So Rabbi Stoyed Mimbire holds that Dok Tomei doesn't lay any eggs, only Dok Toya lays eggs. Alright. Omale Rabzeire Loitisme. Don't strike it out. Tavayim Atilibetinu. Not only Dok Toya lays eggs, but a doctor may also lay eggs, but there is one difference. Elo ze mashritz mbachutz, vize mashritz mibifnim. So in other words, so we have a machlekes between Rav Destoye and Rav Zeire, as to whether a doctor may lay eggs or a doctor may does not lay eggs. Rav Destoye says that a doctor may does not lay eggs at all. So mele, according to Rav Destoye, if somebody wants to sell you fish, eggs of fish, so you're allowed to buy it, you don't have to inquire about anything, because had it been a doctor, it wouldn't have eggs. So and Rav Zeire, so a doctor may is also lays eggs. So mele, according to Rav Zeire, you're not allowed to buy. So the Rashi says, because of the Rashi, the dogim veim abeitzim am kubotzim am tzoyim bidogim mutorim vikam kolodam shevadim idak toyerim shekol doktomi mashkitz v'nimatul beitzim v'nimudei alomo kin kosam af al pidi porch talmudi al mitzir rab v'imak kevidogim v'ibreim mikfinom na mumche mod itanye doktomi mashkitz toyer matul beitzim al meshein ubrim li doktomi umshan esome ubrim midir rab kein kochim kolodam. That's the terrets of Rav Destoye Mimbire, but hoyi keshinui achrine dimshan Rav Zeire ze mashin fni ze mashin bachutz v'chi v'dik etrei shinui nachtem rechumre like Rav Zeire, not like Rav Destoye Mimbire. Alright, doktomei shebola doktoya bein shenimtza b'meyo bein sheyeitze lechutz muta afilu lo yirayinu shebola uv'chol inyen. So if a doktomei swallowed the doktoya and then you got it out, the doctor, so mele, it's muter, because the fact that it was inside the organism of the doctor, that didn't contaminate it in any way. It still is a doctor. Afluirinu shebole, uvicholi yeshenim tzobei, beinim tzoderach beisorei, beinim tzoderach beisabli, bebei ablei, ablio, vitoi. So it's muter. Why, even if it came out, there are bisorei, you know, certain things are undigested and they come out intact. So mele, if a doctor came out there are bisorei, so mele, even though it came out from the doctor may, so it's still muta, because it came out intact. And then, vitoyo shebola doctor may, if vitoyo was belei doctor may, is also, we don't say again, because it came out undigested and intact. Sometimes certain things come out intact. So mele, so it's the same thing. If it came out digested, so then it's kimiuko. So then it's a different thing altogether. But if it came out intact, undigested, so mele it's also lechoshev kimiuko kimishu shalom. All right, now tomorrow will be the last year. Now we went over the simen the tour, but I wanted to go over thoroughly simen pegimu in the mechaber. Now I will mention all the taz and the shachs. They are very important taz and shachs and simen pegimu. So and they have a bearing on relevant child's connection with tuna and other things. So I'll discuss that, but you have to go over for tomorrow the sugye in Avrizore. In Avrizore, starting with Daf Lametesom with base, the third line, nutrition and trufa, up to all the shelchilkis. There's the two dots, the first two dots in Daf Memom base, and go over also the Rambam, the Psaka Rambam, and these aloches, and that will be the last year tomorrow. And I don't care when you will take the test, but you all have to take the test together. You cannot take it individually. So if you want to take it on Monday, if all of you want to take it on Monday, it's all right with me. This coming Monday, the day of the Tisha B'Av. If all of you want to take it on the 1st of August, it's all right with me. And if all of you want to take it on the 7th of August, the 8th of August, it's all right with me, but you have to tell me which day. And all of you have to take it on the same day at the same time. And tomorrow, I wish that you would tell me tomorrow when you want to take it. All right? Simoni dogi miforoshim bateiro kol sheyesh lo isnapir vikaskeses stoya usnapir hu sheshot be vikaskeses in akim sakuiz be vidavke sheim niklofim biyad oy bikli avol im yefshel kolfon meir adog lo mikra kaskeses. In other words, when is it considered as kaskeses if it is readily removable? But if it is so impregnated into the skin of the fish that you cannot remove it without taking off part of the skin, so then it does not have a din of a kaskeses. Now, so that's why the problem arose, the shaila arose in connection with sturgeon. Now, the sturgeon so has a kaskeses, but you can't remove it easily, like the scales of any other fish. But in order to remove the scales of the sturgeon, you have to soak the sturgeon in water for a long time. And after that, it becomes softened, so it's possible to remove it. So the Nebihude in Tshuva Chofches was moderate, the sturgeon. The Ksav Sefer in his Tshuves asked it. Why? So what's the shaila in connection with sturgeon? Because it's not niklef readily. You have to soak it for a number of days in order to soften the fish to be able to remove it. So that's the shaila in connection with sturgeon. Vafilo eile yelesnapir echot vikaskeses echot is muta. Even though it has only one snapir, one kaskeses, so it's muta. Vafilein leyato, v'osid legadlom lachazman, oy shehoyo lei beidi b'mayim, v'yishiro miyat, v'alisi liyavosho, muta. So again, the shaila in connection with the swordfish is that over there, so unlike the tuna, that keeps the scales until it is removed from the water, and it only falls off when it comes to the yabosho, so the swordfish in its infancy stage, so it already removes its scales. But I mean, I don't see why it should make a difference when it removes its scales, whether when it comes to the yabosho or in its infancy. But anyway, there are rabbonim who are assert swordfish. Now, the mechaber here doesn't mention that the kaskeses has to be in special places. Tachazamvei, tachas rechoyei, or tsampire. He doesn't mention it. In other words, because the Rambam, the Machaber paskens like the Rambam, and the Rambam doesn't mention it. And the Ran doesn't mention it either. The Ran says that the Tisefte that does mention the three special places is Chilik and Aomish. But the two, he mentions that only the Kaskeses is found in one of these three places. So that's what the Ramos says. V'yeish emrin dey lehatir b'kaskeses achas raki sheimedes tachas lechoyov oiznovei oisampirei. So he did the Ramos paskens like the two, but the Tur himself mentions another machlekes rishonim. what the pshatne tisefti is, what it means end or all. So the machleke between the Rach and the Ramban, according to the Rach it means end, and according to the Ramban it means all. The Ramo is not chishish for the shita of the Rach. He passes like the Ramban, that two, it has to be in a special place, but it doesn't have to be in all the three special places, in one of the three special places. And according to the Mechaber, in any place. Yesh mini dogi, shekaskiseyem dakim yeit, ve'inom nikoi, vim kochu bibeget, oinos noisei bichui molimayim, vinim tzu kaskasim, izmutem. So in other words, it doesn't matter how small and thin it is, as long as by putting it, in water, so you'll be able to see it. So mele, it's considered as a kaskeses. But one thing is clear: in order to be kaskeses, it must be visible kaskeses. Now the question is what the criterion whereby we determine visibility. So this is a test. If, let's say, we don't see the kaskeses, but when you put it in water you see it, so it's considered visible. Now there are certain fishes that do not appear to have any scales, but when you look at them, when you look at the skin under the microscope, you'll see scales. So that wouldn't be considered as kaskeses. Because here is the test. In other words, if by tricking the baguette or putting it in water you can see it, then it's considered a visible kaskeses. But not if you can only see it through the microscope. Then it's not. So many dogim tmeim, not all, but there are many dogim tmeim. If you look at them through the microscope, you'll see the kaskeses. You'll see the kaskeses. Alright. Kol sheyesh li kaskeses yesh li snap. Ve'yesh sheyesh li snapi ve'ein li kaskeses. Lifichoch, motzach tichazdok sheyesh li kaskeses in tzorich la'azrach ha'snap. Motzach li snapi li'achlenu ad sheyedah sheyesh li kaskeses. Motzach tichazdogi ve'yesh ve'achas men kaskeses imach tichiz masimeit kulon mutoriz. Chazok kemidogeach odbo. So we learned it. That's the Gemara Daf Lamed Tes. And we saw it in the Torah. We may no masimates if that you have one part, one chaticha that has a kaskeses, another chaticha does not have a kaskeses. So if the two can be put together so that they fit each other, so it's a raya that it's from the same fish. But if they do not fit each other, so it's not. So then we have to mecheishish, maybe the other chatichas are from a different fish. V'imeinu masimeis, eshenim tzu ben kaskasi mutoriz, v'ashor asoriz, afilu kulam miluche v'yachat. V'im nimtzo shom dob, sheyesh lerei shrochi, v'shedre muta lochle, v'vada yhoyo le kaskasi, avo, im adok sholei, v'in reim be kaskasi, ein lismei chareis v'ashedre. Areis v'ashedre. So that's the shita of the Rosh that the Torah mentions. In other words, that usually dogim tmeim do not have a reish v'shedra, but there are exceptions. But that's immune. So mainly, as long as there is no reyeseh, we don't have to be reishish. But if there is a reyeseh, then we have to be reishish. Maybe that's one of the exceptions. So if you have pieces, so then the fact that you don't see kaskeses is no reyes. But if it's a dog sholei, why don't you see kaskeses? That's a reyes. So mele, even though you see a reish in shedre, so you have to be reishish. How come something is wrong here? Because no kaskeses, it's a dog sholei and still no kaskeses. So Mimele, we have to be chayshish. Maybe that in spite of the fact that there is a Rosh Hashedre, maybe that's one of the few dogim tmeim that have a Rosh Hashedre, and that explains the fact that there are no kaskeses. But if it's not Jolim, so then the fact that you don't find kaskeses is no reyese. So Mimele, we don't have to be chayshish for the meal. Tzir dogim tmeim elon draban. Lifichoch. Mutar likris velichovim dogim meluchim teri. אבל פי שמנוחים מטמאים בכלייך שם עולינים לכו יחד ויש עשרים מנוחים מטמאים בכל יסחס וכי נהג שלא לכניסו אפילו אם ראים רק שמנוחים מטמאים המלוכים בירוף על השולחות שמי יכניסו שם מלבד בהרג דמטירים בכל עיר דבד אין עם לוחים מטמאים משום דין דרך למולכון נמאים ואפילו בשעות דוגים אין להחמיר, לפש ושל לבדק, אם יש ביניהם דוגים תמאים. ואם ראה שהדוגים התמאים שרויים במים ומטרים, אפילו בהרינג יש לעשר. יש לעשר. אבל אין חי שישים שם נושכו, כל זמן שאין ראה, וכל זה לחתחיל. אבל בדבד שכבר קונון, יש להתר בכל ימין, משום דציר דוגים דרבונו, ואמרינו אין שם בתחילו לימים לכו יחד. ואין חי שישי נחקים לי בלי אוסף, זה מזה. ודווקא לסבי שם נונס, וסתם דוגים מלוכים לסבי שם נונס, אבל אם יש בשם נונס, אוסף מדרה יישא, וספיקה לחומרה, והיך את הדוג, מלוכים יבישים, מוטה בכל עניין, מאחד התמאים גם כי יבישים, ולא הגולחנו גם בזה לך התחילה עם מנוחים מנהיה. איבא כחובים שאיבי חוב יסמלי יום מציע דוג. Now, so we saw it in the top. We went over the Gemara. So, we have two pshotim. Rashi's pshat, which is a very strange pshat, and the Rambam pshat. So, if chovim sheiv chov yis milyon mitzir dogim im kilches pirish or doktonim v'chim pirish Rashi v'chirim des Rambam pirish or doktonim. So according to Rashi, so why is it mutar dafke if we see a kilches there? Because if we see a kilches, so because the kilches is reproduced in the culture of Tzir Dogim Teir. And according to the Rambam, no, so Kilches is a doktoy. And that was used as a semen. Or as a semen. So, if you have a Kilches, 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 you have a Dogim Teir, you have a Kilches, you have a Kilches, you have a Kilches, you have a Kilches, אבל אם הוא יפסוכו, אין מיטרס ופורס משתי. אבל ביחס, חי שינון, שם הוא מעל מעושה. Maybe just fell in. If it's פסוכו. But if it's sealed, so it couldn't have fallen in. So ממילא, even one. All right. It's right. ויש מי שאימר שאם הוא יחוב יש רביס, ויחול המסוכס, ויחול חס דהיין דוקטוי, דהי דרם ממשיך. משיבי באחס מהן כולם מתורס. היו סתומץ, פוסח אחס מהן ומוצא בו כולחס, היא מותרס. שניו ומוצא בו כולחס, כולם מתורס. ויש מי שאימר, זה רמב"ם שלי, ויש מי שאימר, והוד אישה ילדי כולחס, הנה מילה כשאים בו דוגו הכתיך, זה סוודא טורמן שלי, שאין קסקסים. אבל יש בוהם, זו הכל עושה, זו מי שמגזירת. Mishum the of the tiche, so even the tzir is us. Alright. Now, kreili dogim, eino nikochim elo mi amumchem, elo im kineim alei a Yisraeli hameichom, now let's forget that the agoyes ramo, elo im kineim alei a Yisraeli hameichom ani melachtim, veitzeisi midaktoya, avol mom alei, teirim heinein enemo, Elohim kino yodom shuruzak bikashkas. Now, you have to go over that Gemara. Now, the Gemara daf mem amud aleph. The 12th line from the end of the Gemara. Omar Abrun Amara, Kirli Dogim, Viyubron, the internals of the Dogim, and the eggs of the doggy. Now there's a machlekes between Rashi and Rambam. What does mumche mean? According to Rashi, mumche means a bokir. According to the Rambam, mumche means a Jew who is musing the kashas. So in other words, he's not choshed, so everything that he says is true. Someone that is musing the kashas. But according to Rashi, mumche means an expert. One who is a bokir. One is a bokir. Romali hulel rab distoye de mimpir. Milikom harab. Ki ovi dogim vi upro. Ein nikochim elu min amumche. Namumche. Michlal di doktor me is li upro. So he talks of the eggs. Of the eggs. And he says only min amumche. Because in natin mumche, we are afraid maybe the eggs are ovi doktor me. So that means that doktor me also has eggs. Also lays eggs. Doktor me is li upro. Avri mine. Doktor me mashvi is doktor yamatul beitzi. So in other words, that means that the doctor me doesn't lay eggs. Some me can upro. Rabbi Stoye said, strike out upro. He weighs upro. In other words, so it should read, Rav says only, ki ovi dogi mini kochen om namunche. But upro dogi, so you can buy from anybody, from Jew, Nakum, anybody. Mumche or not mumche, because it couldn't be dogi tmeim, because dogi tmeim don't lay any eggs. No, dogim tmeim also lay eggs. Tavaye matil beitzni. Ze mashu bachutz, ze mashu lefnim. Lo sonad gemor esikashe. Lo melim mumche. Livdik b'simonim. Livdik b'simonim. Let it be beitik b'simonim. Di tani. Ki simoni beitzim, kach simoni dogim. So why? Why are we required to buy it only from a mumche? So we should be able to buy it from anybody and just inspect for the simoni. Simoni psalit, simoni dogim sakedai doch, simoni dogim stav vikas kesev, elu ki simoni beitzim kach snims, ki simoni upri dogim. Like the semen of the eggs of dogim is the same as the semen of the eggs of fowl, of aphids. Veilin Simone Beitzi. Kol Shekideres Val Gugeles Reisho Echot Kat Reisho. Both edges are the same. Either they are both Kat or both Kat. Mashenkin by tailing. So one edge is Kat, is round. Let's say an egg of a chicken. So one is relatively pointed. Kat. And the other one is relatively round. So that's the difference. So the same semen applies to upre dog. Chelmim b'chutz v'chelm b'fnim t'meyo. T'meyo. And chelmim b'chutz v'chelm b'fnim t'oyo. Chelmim v'chelmim robin ze boze zui beit ha'sharis. Anyway, so it says that ki simone beitzim kach simone upre dogim. Kach simone upre dogim. So elom ha'robe kishin muh. So Rove says that when Rav says kiyovidogim v'yubron in the kochin elam namumche, so he has reference to the case where naturally where they were meshed up. So mainly you couldn't tell, you couldn't look at the simon. But if it's not meshed up, you can buy from anybody. So it's a gemara meforeshes that if it's not meshed up, you can buy from anybody. Why? Because dogim tmeim don't lay any eggs, and we just say Rav only says kill the dogim kochlam. Vatanye ki simoni beitzi kach simoni ubre dogim. So after rutzi komitar tislo kach simoni kill the dog, but not ubre dogim, just the internals of the fish. ואיך המשכח אז בסימוני קיר ודוגים שיקד וחד? So be shlaming the eggs. So the simen of the doctor is that one edge is relatively round, the other edge is relatively pointed. But in the ternals, so you can't tell the simen. So Gemara says, yeah, in the shalchufes, the shalfuche. Oh, mishkach is, so there we can detect that simen. Now, אם איש המומחה מי, so Rav says, that kiyovi dogim or kiyovi dogim veyubron in kochin elam namuch. So suppose there is no mumche, so that means we cannot buy it. Ein shom mumche mai. Omer Rav Yudei, even though there is no mumche, so there is also a way that should be muta. Kibun di omer ani milachti mutar. If the one who sells the kirvei dogim says that I myself was meleachet, and it's the kirvei dogim of teiri, so then it's muta even though it's not a mumche. Rav Nachman omer ad sheyei marelu dogim vele kirveiim. So he passed like Rav Yudei that given the Omar ani milachtim is mitor. Now, so it seems that it's a gemara miforeshes that when are we required to buy it only from a mumche, not just from anybody, that is. Rambam says, "Perigimu mechas macholas asures halochecho. Beitzei dogim simoneim ki simonei beitzei. Im hoyu shnei rosheo, kadin uchadin. If both edges are relatively round or relatively pointed, so it's tomei. Echot kad veechot chad sheil liyisraeli hamech. Im omolei ani milachtim veitzei sim midak toye eichel alpi." Vimomalei, teirimei, einen emon. Elo, imkeino yo'odom shuruzak bekashas. So it's like the Ramban. Mumche. The Ramban understands mumche not in the sense of boki, an expert, but mumche means someone that is more than bekashas. So the Ramban mentions basically two things. First of all, the Ramban mentions simonim only vis-a-vis Beitzei dogim. He doesn't mention simonim vis-a-vis kirvei dogim. That's one thing. And then the Rambam says, "Imo yushnei roshei kad mechadim meyo, echot kad veechot chad, sheil yisroel ameicha. Imo anulachtim tisim daktoi eichel alpi." So in other words, even when he takes notice of the simonitare. Echot kad v'echot chad. So, in addition, so the meicher has to say ani milachti. Otherwise, it's not muta. It's not muta. Now, from the Gemara, it's mashma just the reverse, because the Gemara is the kashe. Gemara is the kashe. Lomo li mumche livnik v'simoni. Ditanya ki simoni beitzim kach simoni dogi. So omarove ki shenimuch. So that's why we cannot rely on simonim, and we have to buy it. So, and the Rambam, so.